thought I might tell you where I met Jim and how we got together.
You're Sarah Shane Nower.
No, just likely N-O-R, Nower.
Nower.
Either or, neither nor.
Oh, nor. Okay.
Nor. We're the only Norris in the United States. Yep. Well, quite a few of them in Alabama, but all descended from Daniel Norris, the only one person. So that was my second husband. But I was a Shane. Of course, when they came from Germany, it was S-C-H-O-E-N. Came into Pennsylvania, the earlier generations. And Jim...
Where did you grow up?
Mississippi. I've always been from Mississippi. I grew up in Canton. I mean, I was born in Canton, Mississippi, but my daddy was superintendent of schools. So we moved from there to another place, and we ended up in Forest, and then we ended up in Pontotoc, where he was superintendent of the schools, and where I graduated from high school, and both of my brothers.
He was well-educated, your father.
Yeah. He got his master's from George Peabody College in Nashville, and back in the 30s, a lot of people did not get their masters. But after 57 years, I went through his five. He died at the age of 50 in 1945, about the time Roosevelt died. And he was a veteran of World War I. Had a heart condition from that time. And I packed up all his things at the school into the four-drawer filing cabinets and took them to my home, my mother and I, because by that time Jim was gone. And I didn't even look at any of his papers until just a few years ago. I helped to organize and was really responsible for our museum in Pontotoc. We have a Chickasaw Museum built in the old post office. We also have the oldest operating contract post office in the United States that operated as post offices did in the 30s and 40s. We make enough money off our contract post office to take care of all the expenses of the museum. That's my baby.
So your daddy was a World War I?
Yes, he was in the Navy in World War I. And then my older brother, who was just 18 months older than I, went to the United States Military Academy in West Point in 1940. He was a member of the first class that graduated in 3 years. He graduated in 43 along with John Eisenhower. And my younger brother was in the Navy. He was several years younger than I, and he went to the University of Louisville until they put him on active duty. And then he was an engineer with jet propulsion aircraft and LTV aircraft in Dallas. No, I think it's Fort Worth, until he died.
Now, where was Jim from?
Okay, Jim was from Des Moines, Iowa. Now, his mother and daddy had graduated high school in Indianapolis, Indiana, and then Mr. Shane took a job traveling, and they moved to Des Moines. Jim had one brother who graduated from Grinnell, but he was 6 years older than Jim. And he was in the Navy during the war. And Jim was drafted in the first draft in 1941. Mm-hmm. He was working at Bloomington, Illinois with the State Farm Insurance Company. And, my second husband was also drafted in the first draft in 1941.
Was that the one where they were supposed to go in for 1 year?
I never heard about 1 year.
When Pearl Harbor was attacked.
No, they were already in before then.
Right.
Both of them were in before Pearl Harbor.
But once war was declared, they were in for the duration.
Sure. And in fact, of course, Jim didn't live long enough to be there long, but David served 4 years, and he was in Europe in the infantry for 2 years and 8 months, making seven invasions starting in North Africa. So he said all the time they were in the Battle of the Bulls, they'd look at those planes flying over and said, yeah, they're going home to a warm bed. They're going to have a good meal. We hadn't had one in 6 weeks.